all of the things I'm doing in my new company that Holly and I are doing are aimed at acquiring energy from some unusual sources, but to allow us to get electricity back into the grid or into local power supplies for groups of people, and to give people a mode of transport that allows them to go to seek medical help or food or water in some cases from areas that are so far away that by road it would be impossible. There's no water way to it. So little mushroom-shaped saucer craft that are one- or two-man craft, we're making them with normal normal technology. The anti-gravity won't go into those. But by doing so, I will teach people the concept that the bumblebee uses to fly and that the hummingbird uses to hover. There's a way to recycle your weight energy, and that's been something I've been blessed with in dream visions probably 40 years ago, and now I understand it and have played with it for all that time and built boats, and I'm now building these saucer craft to utilize the technology and the concept. But it uses a philosophical principle and applies it to physics, and it's this. In philosophy, if you shove your way into a crowd of people in a crowded room, you're going to get resistance.
Right.
They're not going to be happy with you.
That's true. They may even shove you back.
Oh, definitely. And that's what happens in the air or the water. When you push a boat or an aircraft through the air, you're intruding into the space where the atoms were residing quite happily before you got there. And so they push back. They reflect back your pushing energy. However, if you go into that crowded room, and before you enter, you say, look, excuse me, can you just make a hole and let me come into that space?
And they move aside here and there.
Absolutely, and that's what we're doing with this technology, teaching people if you make a hole in the medium ahead of you, where the water, space, magnetic fields, gravitational fields, you can then drop your craft or yourself into that hole without disturbing the waters. And in our test with our marine versions of the small-scale model boats, it's the darndest thing you'd ever see. I mean, the boat actually shoots water out ahead of it instead of out the back end and follows it. And it doesn't leave a wake. There's no trailing wake behind it. It's flat water, so you can water ski on a flat surface behind it. And it doesn't make a bow wave. It does carry waves out to the left and right of the boat that are like, if you stand on top of the boat and look down, they're like a figure eight to the left and right, the piece of figure eight, and it's like waves within that. And that travels along and makes it look like a water spider, looking through the water. But that happens in the aircraft version as well.
Are you in partnership at all with Paul Muller, or is this totally different now?
It's different at the moment. And I got to tell you, my long-term hope is to join forces with Paul. I have sent him an email, which probably got lost in the zillions of emails he gets. But I did try to make contact with him last year to say, look, let's join forces, because you've done a lot of the homework. The technical parts of it, but the theory part here is something that will increase the efficiency of your...
Yeah, you sound like a different form of propulsion system than what he's using.
Well, yeah, he's using a ducted fan direct thrust device, which is still shoving you. And but we could adapt what he has done to certainly increase the efficiency of it by about double. Less fuel, same speed and whatever. But... I understand one of the big problems he has is with the Aeronautical Association here is that he's giving people the ability to take a hovercraft and not use highways and fly all over the country. And he has had to develop triple redundant computer systems.
Right, in case something happens.
Well, you don't want him landing up in your living room because a guy was drunk coming home.
Or falling down on you wherever you might be on the ground.
Absolutely. And see,
I think they only go 9 feet tall, though. High, though.
The first ones he's putting out are—that's true. Those are little saucer shaping. But if you look, it's more like jet body, four ducted fan, rotating fan version. That will go faster, higher, and that one becomes a danger. But even with the one he's limiting to 9 feet, he's limiting it to 9 feet with limiters, which clever fellows will probably figure out a way to go around. And of course, if they have an accident, then they'll be to blame, but it'll still cause an accident. What I've aimed at in the company is to try to reduce the amount of energy we're using in trucks and trains and planes and boats, submarines, and make a new kind of craft for the water and the air. And we've even started designing some things as they would have to be primary manufacturing changes to automobile manufacturers, but they're not aftermarket, but that would help there at over 60 miles an hour to save a lot of the fuel that people use now, just by recirculating the wake energy.
Now, his unit would cost, the Flying Saucer one, $100,000.
Right.
What's your idea on this little two-seater?
I'm looking at something that will have a gasoline motor, some shrouding. Let's see. I think we figured out that it would be in a kit form you put together yourself, less than about $30,000.
And you make it? You could make it yourself?
Yeah.
How cool is that?
Well, I want people to understand it and be able to repair it. So that's why we're looking at making it kit form. First things that will come out will be scale model kits, you know, that you can get at Hobby Lobby or something like that.
Okay. All right.
And that's to show people how to steer them with the remote control and things like that, see how the air patterns work, what the attitude control works like.
Is that an actual picture that you've sent us that's on the coasttocoastam.com website, linked to yours?
That's one of our ray trace renditions. I had to take the top off of it, so I had to use a ray trace rendition. And also, what's on the our craft will not look entirely like that when we go to the man version. That's the RC version. Because we're going to have a different place for the person to sit or stand than you would see in that thing there, because it'd have to be too big otherwise. And also because we're still filing patents, I can't show everything on the top shelf.
Just make them here, not in China.
Oh, listen, that's one of my biggest fears, George. I know you're being, kind of lighthearted about that, but...
But I am serious, too.
Yeah, well, look at the patent office where I've been doing the patents we're doing now. They've got a Chinese desk there, and they sit there, and as soon as a patent becomes unsealed, which means it's been approved and it's now allowed to be made public, they're sitting there watching all the new stuff coming through, and they take what they want. They take it back home. They make it, export it to everywhere they
want. Make it cheaper, unfortunately.
And they don't honor the IATA patent treaty between the United States and other countries. They don't honor that. So they just steal it. It's just absolutely stealing. And Mr. Clinton started that nonsense. And, so we've looked at ways to make that, to fight that by keeping it in America as far as what Americans use. We know they're going to steal it overseas. That's a given.
That's going to happen, sure.
I'm looking at helping Americans. That's my job. I live here. I'm a citizen here. And that's what we're doing it for, is the Americans. And if they want to steal it and send it overseas, the Chinese, well, at least we'll have the technology out there for people to use.
Timetable for something like this, Stan?
For the models or what? Sorry.
For both, I guess.
Okay. Well, we hope by June of next year to have our kit model thing of the aircraft and possibly the marine craft ready for manufacturing. And then it'll be up to us, to our marketing division, to... get that to the public as quick as possible. And I would say after that it would be about 90 days. The tooling at this point doesn't seem to be excessive, and we're learning things every day about how to cut back costs on it so that it can get down even cheaper, what I've said.